Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from November the 9th, 2021. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at yesterday's action, we saw many of the indices we follow in positive territory, led the way to the upside by the iShares MSCI Emerging Markets ETF up 92 basis points, followed by crude oil continuous and gold continuous up 81 and 62 basis points, respectively. We did see many of the U.S. equity indices in positive territory eke their way out, and we did see a couple move to new all-time highs with yesterday's action. First and foremost being the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Intraday, it moved up to 36,550, reaching a new all-time high, and I can't recall if this has been consecutive days, but we have seen a number of the indices continue to make highs on consecutive days. At this point, too, we also did see the Russell 2000 symbol RUT move up to new all-time high at 24. 56 as well. So strength, interestingly enough, on the index front out of the mega cap index as well as small cap index. Interesting to see those two moving to new highs simultaneously, as oftentimes you would think one's favored versus the other, but hey, it is what it is. On another chart that we'll take a look at this morning, that being crude oil continuous symbol CO forward slash, that positive action yesterday did cause the chart to move back into a column of X's at $82 here. Finished the day up at 81.93, but did rally above the $82 level and reach a move back into a column of X's at this point. It's brought it down a little bit from its highly overbought territory. Wouldn't, it's sort of on that cusp of actionable or wait for another pullback, but at this point it's been overbought for quite some time. So in some cases, if you're looking for crude oil exposure, you would potentially say that it is actionable at current levels, at least looking at the crude oil continuous chart on that front. Moving on over to indicators, we'll first take a look at the positive trend indicator for the NASDAQ 100, symbol caret PTNDX. It actually moved back into a column of X's for the first time since moving into a column of O's in August, and now sits at 70%, suggesting that 70% of stocks on the NASDAQ 100 are trading in overall positive trends. We also saw the positive trend indicator for small caps, for small caps move back into a column of X's as well here at 68%, suggesting that 68% of small cap stocks are trading in overall positive trends. And this chart had actually been in a column of O's since May of this year. So notable to see that move back into a column of X's at this point. We do also want to bring up the fact that from a broad universe, looking at the positive trend for optionable stocks, it's within 1%. Last night's reading was 63.29, so it is within 1% of reversing back into a column of X's as well. And this would be the first broad market positive trend indicator that we've seen move back into a column of X's. And this one's been in a column of O's since May of this year, and this would suggest further more stocks moving into overall positive trends after we'd seen a move lower by stocks violating their trend lines. So if you were looking to find some potential stocks that were in making these trend reversals here recently, you can do that with the query tool on our site. So if you go security selection, security screener, and in this case, run stocks query. For our example today, we've decided to focus on those small cap stocks and primarily focus on the S&P small cap 600. If you wanted to search within the Russell 1000 or Russell 2000, you could type in IWM here, any Russell 2000 related ETF, and you would have those holdings as your starting universe. From there, all we simply did was select positive trend. And then also we put 7 days in here. So what this is looking for in trend days is looking 0 to 7 days. So it's focusing on stocks that have done it very recently and really just in the month of November that they flipped their trend back to positive. If you wanted it to be a minimum of 7 days, you would simply enter 7 here and then leave it alone from there. But in our case, we were looking for a maximum of looking for just over the past 7 days, and we were able to pull that query up, and it gave us 47 potential ideas that we could look to. Now, this is going to be a list of a broad list, really. You're going to see some stocks that are fairly overbought that have moved to be high attributes, or they could be actionable in their high attributes, or we could be looking at stocks that are low attributes and just recently flipped their trend back to positive. But if you take a look at the thumbnails, you'll be able to look at all those charts and see which ones you would potentially want to focus on. And again, what we've done is we've focused on these stocks that have moved back into a positive trend in the month of November so far. two that caught my eye this morning looking at them, and believe me, there's a few more actionable ones. These aren't the only two, but these were the two that caught my eye this morning. First being Alamo Group Incorporated, symbol ALG. It's a 3-for-5er, has maintained a positive trend since earlier this month. It flipped that trend back to positive when it gave the buying signal and broke a double top here. But with recent action, it's actually broken a spread quadruple top here and moved above resistance. And you can even say breaking the spread triple top with yesterday's action at 160 there. A little bit of resistance here at 164, but as we can tell, the stock's been fairly range bound this year. And you could take a small position here and look for it to break out here to the upside at 166, which I believe would be a new all-time high for these stocks. So take some initial exposure and then look for it to break out of this trading range. And that's part of why we looked at this one this morning. The next one we'll take a look at, DXP Enterprises, symbol DXPE, is a 4-for-5er, and it's actually broken out of its range with recent action. It traded between this range of 35 and 27 for much of the year, but with recent action, it moved and flipped that trend back to positive by breaking a double top there at 34 and pushed on up to 36, which is a level it hasn't seen since early 2020. And again, broke out of this trading range by breaking that spread triple top there and moving up to $36. It's a little on the overbought side, so I would say I like it a little bit better in the $33-$34 level. If it were to burst back at 33, that would be an acceptable action point as well. But this is one that's broken out of its trading range. It's a 4-for-5er, maintains the positive trend now, and actually has maintained long-term and near-term strength, positive RS versus the S&P Equal Weight Index. So those are just a couple ideas. Again, not the only actionable ideas from the list, but as always, we will plan on posting those criteria that we put in the video on the DWA message board. And if you have any questions about looking at a particular position you may be wondering about, feel free to call the Dorsey Wright Analyst Team at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a good day.